It's a pleasure and an honor for me to stand with you on your 85th birthday on behalf of the conference organizers that include not only the leaders of the university and of the Faculty of Social Science, but also several of your colleagues currently active in other institutions, as well as admirers and friends. It is an honor that befell me, not so much because of my current position, but rather because 26 years ago it was in response to your call that I changed career, and as a health policy researcher, I joined the social policy program that was just starting as a full-time training program at the university. A quarter of a century is a long time, but we know history did not start with us. Our common history is based upon the solid foundation of your duly renowned work as a sociologist and statistician. I trust it is not just the organizers, but also many of your admirers sitting in this hall or following this event via the internet through webcast, also that also fear these words are spoken on their behalf too. A birthday greeting, but in six fragments, for I could only formulate fragments of what your work and your person means for us colleagues, your disciples, students, for whom you are not just a list of set books, for the social policy profession, for the international community of science, and also for citizens of Hungary. The first fragment is our thanks to the schoolmakers. This memory is happy, but at the same time, it makes one think. Most of the faculty at the Department of Social Policy, officially established in 1990, consisted of people whose entire professional career took a new direction when you invited us to join you in a fantastic intellectual enterprise for which you, together with many of your colleagues, had already been fighting a lot. You were an impressive catalyst of common conviction and trust. Trust that by launching the new full-time social policy and social work programs, we were creating something new and important that is in harmony with Europe and would have a long-term impact on the Hungarian reality. In this effort, you helped us your younger colleagues by giving us a chance to see Western European and Nordic practices, applying for and being awarded grants, scholarships, and fellowships, participating at conferences on our own and sometimes together with you. Over the years, you have indeed created a school. There is no corner of Hungary today where you wouldn't find dedicated colleagues working who have been trained and inspired by you. Beside our words of thanks, it is perhaps time to stop maybe seeking our own mistakes and think about what happened to our old aspirations, plans, and expectations. What has been up to us? Are we right in thinking that at least the work within the walls of this university is a legacy that you too can identify with by evoking personal memories also strikes, but evoking personal memories also strikes a happier note. We who shared it cherish the memory of the old days at Ludovika tér, at Museum Körút, our old departmental headquarters, the unforgettable departmental meetings, fierce debates followed by lunch together, and also the multiple-day brainstorming sessions we spent in your Karizsák Monosló in search of new ways and novel means. Even our occasional ferocious intellectual battles give us happy memories, because they too contributed to strengthening our community, not just the agreements. We cherish these rare and precious values of the memory. The mood of the second fragment is gripping and elevating at the same time. The attraction of your personality, which goes far beyond the walls of this university, it would be impossible to even try to formulate what exactly was the source of your suggestiveness and personal attraction that was in the air every time you analyzed an issue at a seminar or delivered a paper to an audience of hundreds in Hungary or abroad, or argued in the radio or television, or when we had workshop debates in your home in Alma Street. And this is not just the past. Recently, when you were in a radio talk, several people rang me to ask if I was listening to the program. But there's also something that cannot be expressed in words, something that has made Ferge or Zsuzsa a category in her own right for generations working with social problems. The third fragment is the recognition of the personality of the institution maker. This, too, is an incredibly creative and multi-part tune. It is difficult to enumerate the new institutions you started and of which you have been an intellectual driving engine for the past three decades. You had an irreplaceable professional role in creating the social policy, in creating social policy as an independent government branch. And after 40 years of intermission, and a university training program in its own right, university-level social policy training, the social policy department and PhD program, the university workshop, awarded the recognition. You were awarded the recognition of Europe, of the European Union, the professional periodical ESCHE, the Hirschel Regio Social Policy Association, the Alliance of Social Professions, triple S by its Hungarian acronym. All these works wouldn't have been created without you. None of these institutions, or not then and not in the same way. You have always managed to find and trust partners who understood your pursuit of the new and took over the cause you started. After the words of thanks and recognition, the question inevitably arises, what do you think about the current situation of your spiritual children after letting go of their hands so long ago? Did you hope for such a future for them at the moment of their birth? The fourth fragment is to pay respect to the prominent scholar renowned in Hungary as well as internationally. This is a duly solemn tune, which is unfortunately played against the background of European crisis phenomena today. Over the past decades, Hungary has had few social scientists just as well known and acclaimed internationally as you. Because of the wide audience we are having, I think it is important to mention some of the awards that and recognitions that you have received. In 1993, you were elected member of the Academia Europea, the Academy of Europe, one of the most prestigious scientific organizations of our continent. You became a corresponding member of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences in 1995, and you were awarded the Széchenyi Prize. In 1998, you became a corresponding member of the Academy, and in 2004, a full member of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. One of the surest signs of appreciation of a scientist is if they are chosen by famous debating partners to engage in memorable intellectual battles with. Today, you have had your share of such battles. In these discussions, you were dignified by the best of those with whom you debated about the structure of our society, the not-so-premature welfare state, problems of the Hungarian school system, social protection system, etc. The significance of your thoughts had been the fact that your opinion could never be circumvented. It could be debated, but never neglected. It is also important that you recognize through our debates within the faculty that both ourselves and our students needed to be well-versed in economics, too. And to this end, we modified the curriculum in the mid-1990s. It was also because of your international acclaim that we decided to pay tribute to your work and commemorate your birthday by staging a conference about a topic with which many of us had been preoccupied, a topic that has been a concern for every humanist and democratically thinking person, whether the European social model. Without this, there's no answer to the big questions either. Whether Europe, will Hungary, can Hungary stay European? How valid is our conviction so solid in the early 1990s that economic development and social security presuppose each other? Do we see, amidst the current economic, social, and political conflicts, new and realistic ways to preserving the core values of European solidarity and keeping unleashed inequalities within manageable boundaries? The fifth fragment is our thanks to the public figure, in tones changing from confident to dark. Your public performance is inseparable from your scientific activity. This is how it was at the time of the reform bargaining before the political changeover and the debates about Hungary's transition to a market economy, and this is how it is today. Should it be about the role of the state in civil movements, the pension system, the criminalization of the poor, about the strategy against child poverty, or the eradication of the 100-year-old method of calculation of living wage? Knowledge of the truth and rightful passion are not enough to understand our current situation, our knowledge of reality in the face of false pretenses. We need lucid words, appropriate articulation, a new language. It is to you that in this too, you are at the vanguard. It was you who gave the most concise wording of the many of the mass impressions in the transit countries, including Hungary after the fall of communism. They gained freedom and lost security. Your public activity was recognized with a whole range of prizes, Imre Nagy Order, Honorary Citizen of Budapest, 20th Anniversary of the Republic Prize, Prima Prize. Thinking of these awards, the termination of the Child Poverty Program and the Program Office of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, established in 2005, is an even starker contrast. You spoke about this as the biggest and saddest failure of your professional career, but may I ask, I add that this place, it is a failure, but it's not your failure. As a last fragment, let me quote your testimonial from the above-mentioned book of interviews that I quoted from. On my 80th birthday, I was given the surprise present of a beautiful book titled Köszönő, Köszöntő, Thankful Salute. Katus Taus, Eva Oros, and István Sziklay invited almost 100 people to write one or two pages about what I meant to them. Former colleagues, many, many students, some I didn't actually teach by then, old friends and new. They reminisce about what I was one day with my successful and unsuccessful efforts. I think I take this book whenever I find myself bogged down in self-pity and open it and relax. It's been worth it after all. Dear Zsuzsa, I hope and trust that the gift we are giving you at the end of this conference, and it's not going to be a book this time, you will feel our love and respect, and you will find a similar joy in it as in the book of 5 years ago. We wish you many happy returns. May you keep your intellectual buoyancy and activity for many years to come, and in our current, rough and often numbing time, may you find warmth and joy in the love of your family and friends.